Welcome to Talk Wealth to Me, a safe space podcast where we chat about anything and everything related to personal finance.
The information contained in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It does not constitute as accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice.
Bill, you hear that? Can you hear that?
Sounds nice.
Sounds nice. You know what that sound is?
Sounds like my place.
Silence. You know why that is, Phil? Because everybody's at school.
Isn't that great?
The Peckham household, everybody is gone except for me and the little Tito dog. It is officially back to school day here in the Peckham family, and most of the country has either gone back at the end of last week or the beginning of this week, which here in the San Diego area, everybody went back yesterday in public schools, and today my kids went back to their school, which is where my wife works, and so she went to work, even on her chemo week. She has got it together, and she wanted to be there for the kids to go to school for her. Not only, she's never missed a first day of school at her school, at the Bishop School, but it's also our kid's first day and my daughter's first day at her new school. So
nice. First day of middle school, right?
First day of middle school for her. Yeah. So it's going to be the first time she actually walks around to different classes and have different teachers. Yeah. She's feeling all big time. They're wearing, they're super excited.
Nice. Yeah. I know I dropped off Barrington yesterday. First day of school. His first day of in-person school since COVID started. So he was very excited to tell me about all the things he did and how he made new friends. And it's good to get back into the flow of traffic at the schools, drop off and pickups. He's going to a new school. So trying to get into that new routine, I don't know where to drop him off, where to pick him up. We couldn't find him after school yesterday. He got a little teary eyed.
You guys didn't discuss that before, or you did? He just kind of forgot.
He kind of forgot. He wasn't sure if he was going to the after-school program or not, because normally he will be going to the after-school program, but we were off yesterday, so he kind of got lost in the in-between.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And eventually, I saw him in like the little courtyard from on the other side of the fence, and he was just kind of spinning around looking for us. I was like, buddy, what are you doing? And he was like, I don't know where to go.
Is that called ESS or something like that? That's after school.
Yeah. Now it's called Project Safe out this way. I think each school district
has a different name for it.
Yeah, but yeah, same idea. I think growing up, that's what it was called for me. After school program or something.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's parents are going back to school as well. You know, it changes up our commutes. It changes up our routines.
It does.
It's a different, there's still that difference when you can tell when summer's over, not the actual season, but what we grew up learning is summer.
Right.
And then we're back in the school year at this point.
Yeah. It's odd for us, here in San Diego weather-wise. It's now really starting to get warm for us.
Right.
And out here in San Diego, we kind of get into our dry season, so to speak. So it August feels like summer for quite a while. August, September, October. August, we get those Santa Ana winds in October, our fire season on the west here. So it heats up for us a bit. But summer is officially over as far as school is concerned. Right. And which kind of brings up what we're going to talk about today. And the finances can change so much. It's so much different, I should say, from when I was a kid, it seems that I remember like it was a rite of passage. Like my mom would get us together and there would be like a full day of going to school, going out and going to the mall and buying all of our back to school stuff. So from clothing to all our gear. And it was just like this one day deal. And, you know, I'd love to know for others, if that is still a thing with a lot of people, because with online shopping, the world that we've lived in the last number of years with COVID and the kids, you know, last year they didn't go back to school right away. So back to school right. shopping consisted of maybe electronics and making sure the Wi-Fi was strong again.
Right.
But this year, for the most part, all kids are back in school. They are there. So does it go back to that kind of history of having to need a budget for the back to school things?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that it, at least not this year, I don't think it was. There were some people who I saw.
We were super excited because I'll tell you what, I saw a lot of very happy faces, like at the local.
A lot of smiles after drop off.
There was the social media of parents like saying happy first day of school. I mean, I don't know if alcohol sales went up yesterday in our area, but it's quite possible that a lot of parents were feeling like summer is upon us.
Just driving into school yesterday was like everyone's taking pictures and all the parents are leaving with this big smile on their face, like, there you go. I don't have to pick them up till later. But it's different. It changes up the not just the back to school shopping. And I don't know if that'll go back to that one trip to the mall type of thing, especially with malls really kind of going by the wayside as in general. You know, there's not a lot of malls per se, even here. I mean, I'm more likely to go into a Costco, Target, or Walmart than to go to a mall for back to school shopping. So
it used to be like a day. Like our mom take my brother and I, and we'd go to the mall and we would say, okay, well, what kind of clothes do we need? You know, where I lived, we had winter. So we had, you know, do we need how many pairs of long pants? How many new? Do we need another jacket? Blah, blah, blah. And that always seemed to be the time when we would buy the clothes. My mom would buy the clothes for the kids and then we would do lunch out of it. We might go to a movie. It was like a whole day. And I don't know if we have that anymore because I know in my family, we don't. My kids aren't really into that as much. Although my daughter was a little bit this year because she needed to have, going into sixth grade, there was like a laundry list of things that our school said that our kids needed. So right. she took that, you know, she really needed and wanted to get involved in that. So she and Carrie did do that last Sunday, like a mom-daughter thing. But my son wasn't interested in it at all.
He probably would rather be ordered on Amazon and him not have to deal with it.
Well, I don't think he really even realized what he needed to have until he was putting his backpack together last night. And then it was kind of like, well, wait a minute, I don't have that. And we're like, too bad, your fault. You're going into eighth grade, kid, get your stuff together.
Right.
But I think that's still the premises we talk about in this podcast, in our presentations over and over and over again. And it gets brought up is this time is coming upon us and there are going to be things that kids do need, whether it's you need to save a lot or it's not very much. It's putting that in your budget and understanding that right. this is something that you're going to want to save for, that this is coming up. And it's really no different from the holidays, whether it be Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday that you
celebrate.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Thanks, man. That just went blank. or if it's birthdays or if it's other different holidays that you celebrate. It's the same kind of thing and it's things that you need to do. And so it's coming up with that game plan ahead of time. And hopefully the people are not scrambling late and trying to send those emails to their teachers saying, I'm so sorry, we're behind. We didn't get the email and it went to my,
went to spam
and right. Exactly. I'm still learning how to use this, BlackBot and whatever it might be.
Yeah, and it's something that even after the back-to-school shopping is done, you know, it may be, you know, after-school programs, they're not free. School lunches or packing a lunch, that could be an added expense. I know some school districts do offer free lunch. I know our school district this year did a blanket. Everyone can get free lunch.
Really? Even there's without applying lunch. For it?
Yeah, they're just not charging for lunch.
Okay, and ours did that too. I think a lot of people should check that and probably know that, but ours did that through COVID the last number of years, especially for those families that were in need of food.
And I think that's really why they expanded it to this year, because before it was only you had to apply and qualify for it. This year, they were just like, everyone gets free lunch.
Okay.
So I think that's great for, you know, families who may be you know, struggling, or, you know, they've always been able to apply, but this maybe puts a family that's kind of like right on the fringe of not qualifying for the free lunch, but could use it. You know, it, check your, with your school district, they may have expanded it as well. I know my kid's excited because usually I pack him a lunch just because it's easier and only let him buy lunch on Fridays. And he was like, I get school lunch? Like, but yeah, if you want. And then he, like, I asked him, what'd you get? He's like, well, they said I had to have a fruit and a vegetable, but I didn't like apples and I didn't like the celery, so I only ate the pizza.
Of course he did.
So I was like, okay, well,
they really have they've done a great job in making food more healthy than from the days
they when have we were it's kids. Not like when we were kids
when we got bean burritos with some kind of meat in it.
Yeah,
and the pizza was some kind of
like the rectangular pizza with the rectangular pepperonis.
Oh yeah. Oh, and I remember like the bread pizzas,
like, oh yeah, like the thick
Totino. Yeah, it was right. Like a, yeah, like a garlic bread, but with pizza, like on top of
bread
it.
With cheese. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we liked that day.
That was good. Back in the day, I remember. And then your dessert, you got those little ice creams with the wooden spoons.
Oh, yes.
Those are great.
But like you would get at the ballpark back in the day.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
When I used to go to Dodger Stadium and Angel Stadium when I was a kid.
Yeah. And it's something
the
where
wooden spoon.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
They have, like, I remember in high school, they had this was my finances in high school. My mom would give me lunch money at the beginning of the week, and I would spend that lunch money on Hot Cheetos.
Oh, geez.
Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew, and a cinnamon roll or one of those bean burritos with some kind of meat in it. And that was lunch Monday through Wednesday, maybe Thursday. And then I'd run out of money, and then I'd bring an apple because that was my first, without knowing it, where I was like, I got to budget this better. Fridays when they have the good food and I'm out of money because I spent it all day 1, 2, and 3. But yeah, they don't have soda vending machines on high school campuses anymore. So, which is a good thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting because my kids' school in the library or near the library, we're lucky enough that my children get to go to, both of them now are there, private school here locally in San Diego. My wife has worked there for a number of years. So it's great that my kids have an opportunity to be with their mom every day, which is exactly why she wanted to be at the first day of school today. Even though it can be a little rough when you see mom walking around campus and you're like, oh, there's your mom. even though she's not a teacher, she is in administration. And so she's well known around the campus, and that can be tough for kids, but
that's extra pressure on the kids.
We had our meeting yesterday.
Parents, like, you know, the teachers know her mom.
Oh yeah.
Probably bump into her all the time.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, man, I gotta be extra good.
Those Peckham kids. Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely. They have a little more added pressure to them,
right,
than your everyday kid. But we had our orientation for my daughter yesterday, and I went, and they were saying that, each kid has an account, and that they can buy uniforms with and those kinds of things, but they can also outside, and they get food, like they get a good lunch every single day, every student that's part of the tuition. But they also, there's food in like their little store. So is like candy
ASB store and, or whatever.
Yes. And so the joke was yesterday is, you know, you need to set those boundaries with your kids. We're not going to track what they go get. So if you don't want your kids eating Reese's, don't let them
their card.
Have it. Right. And so then some moms were like, well, why do they even have Reese's? And like, well, that's a good question. And we get that every year, but, you know, everything can't be just nuts and stuff like that, because right. Obviously there's food allergies and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But it's just interesting that there are different ways that kids can spend their money.
Yeah.
But
it's funny you mentioned allergies.
Yeah.
my day two, I already got a call from the nurse, because my kid told her they were rolling around in grass, and Barrington said he's allergic to grass. So then they started panicking. And he might have some skin allergy to grass. He gets a little itchy, but he showers and he's okay. But the way he said it, he's like, oh no, I'm allergic to grass and now I'm getting itchy. So panic call from the nurse. Is he gonna, do we have to hit him with an EpiPen? No, he's fine. he doesn't need any of that. He's just overdramatic. But it's something where, you know, that there's that before, you don't have to worry about missing work or having to take time off to bring him to go pick him up from the nurse. Thankfully, he's fine. He's just like, it's all right. Just give him a, let him wash his arm or something. Right. He'll be fine. But it, there's those added expenses. I know a couple years ago, Sarah had to leave work because Barrington's, he was in kindergarten at the time, decided he'd put Play-Doh in his ear. And all of a sudden, there you go. Now you have to bring him to urgent care. Now you have to miss time off work.
The little ones.
Yeah, the little ones, exactly. But it changes the entire spending, you know, for some people, and you mentioned this earlier, for some people, it could reduce their expenses. They're not, kids are now, they're eating lunch at school. Now they're not home all day. They don't have the lights going all the time.
Yes.
And the TV and the refrigerator is not getting raided over and over.
Yes. And they're not constantly asking you, can we go to Chipotle? Can we go to Chick-fil-A? Can we?
Right.
And even though I have to say no every day, but it is, you know, the financial peace of mind that I have that I'm not even going to get bothered by that anymore is great. And they're not eating me out of house and home. So I'm not buying sandwich stuff as much. Don't have to buy nearly as much of that. And we're lucky now with the sports, and my kids are at a certain age now where we don't have the ESS or the after school stuff we have to pay for, which
is
phenomenal.
But you got your own new expenses, right?
Yeah.
The sports and the gear and the...
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, yes, there is part of that for sure. I mean, we're lucky enough our kids get to play middle school sports in the school. They have their equipment. But yeah, there is stuff that they need to buy for certain things like gloves or something like that. But yeah.
Gloves and cleats and all that stuff.
Yeah, cleats, all that stuff. And we're lucky enough that, you know, our kids are playing club sports and all that anyway.
Oh, so they already have all the
equipment. They're going to use that same one. They're not going to be color coordinated for the school. We just buy black or white, and that kind of goes with everything. We're not going to go color specific here.
Right.
That's for sure.
But, you know, there's the new spending pattern. People might have to change their driving, you know, their time they start work, time they get off work, time they...
Yes.
So there's all those possible financial implications. You might have to pay for, you know, college students going back. That's a big expense. Now you got to pay for parking. Now you got to try and find parking. You have to, a lot of campuses aren't coming back to in-person yet. So I don't think parking is going to be an issue at most schools, but you know, there's those added expenses. There's moving costs for college students who are moving back to wherever school happens to be. And, you know, parents, if they're helping them out, you know, bringing them to the East Coast or bringing them to California if they're not already here. You know, there's a lot of expenses for a lot of people with this first day of school. And it can add up.
Right. Well, hopefully people took advantage of the different things that they can with back to school sales. And there's all kinds of coupons and rebate sites. There's all kinds of cash back apps that you can use. A
Some
lot
states
of states, we
tax.
Talked about this. Yeah, they have sales tax holidays where it'll be a no tax day for school stuff.
See, I think in those states, it's probably still a thing to go back to school shopping.
It could be.
Where it's an event.
Yeah.
And because why wouldn't you take advantage of the... I mean, I know if I could get a tax free on a certain day, then it's all going to get purchased on that certain day.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, spreading it out or buying it on a different day. You just deal with the crowds and save whatever the sales tax is in the area. But especially if you're going to buy multiple kids, multiple outfits, any kind of electronics and that kind of thing, that sales tax break can be worth taking advantage of that day.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the kids K through 12 that are going back to school. We've got our college students that are going back to school. And sometimes, and some of these, maybe even sophomores that have never seen their campus before and are now moving onto their campus or moving near their campus because of COVID, they didn't get that opportunity. And they were, you know, they may have gone to Stanford or they may have gone to a specific school and they were remote the whole time.
Right. Never left home.
Right. So we could be having freshmen and sophomores and huge, you know, amount of much more kids getting on their own for the very first time and right. figuring out what they need to do. And that could be for the very first time getting their own bank accounts, opening up a new bank account locally, wherever they're taking and shifting their bank account to a local bank near where their campus is. If they're not at a big national bank like B of A or Citi or something like, or Chase, something like that.
Yeah. Even some of those bigger ones don't always have the same footprint in different areas. Right. So you might have a big brand bank like a Citi, for example, and there's not that many branches here in San Diego.
Right.
There's a couple here and there, but it's not going to be the most convenient. And then there's other parts of the country where they're on every corner. We would have a B of A or a Chase Bank here. Right.
And it just might be smart that there's a local credit union or something like that that caters to students. So they might, you know, if you want to, if a student, which is smart, you don't want to get into credit card debt by any means. And a lot of kids get into credit card debt in their college years. But it's smart to start building your credit now. And so if you get a student card that has a very low limit, so you use it for very little things and you pay it back every month, they have great ways of building credit that way. And you could have those credit unions, those local ones, can be really, really beneficial in opening that up, because you may not even need a credit score or a credit background to open up that account.
Yeah, they're far more likely to help out with a starter card, especially if they're affiliated with the school in some way, or they have a branch near campus where they know every single semester or every single year they have that new influx of young students.
Right.
And you mentioned, you know, sophomores for the first time getting to go onto campus because they weren't allowed to last year.
Right.
So that's a bigger than usual crowd coming into the area. And I know some of the schools out here, we're struggling with housing, on-campus housing, because freshmen get priority. And then it usually goes freshmen, grad, seniors, juniors, sophomores last. But this year, sophomores were looking at it saying, wait a minute, I got priority last year. I didn't even get to go on campus last year. And now I'm last on the totem pole. that's
tough to swallow.
That's a tough year to be in because you know, your first year on campus and you're not actually on campus again because there's no housing or you're on waiting list. You're trying to have to, you know, find something in the community.
Right.
So, you know, that particular class got, you know,
screwed, so
pretty short end of the stick.
Yeah. It would be tough. The other thing that they need to look at, you know, they might be opening a checking account, savings account there, moving things over. But there's also great ways of looking at like high yield savings accounts, like Marcus by Goldman Sachs, high yield online savings. You can do a lot of online banking now, but you can also look at the different, you know, looking at these different places that don't have a lot of fees, that are lower fees. Again, cater to students knowing that there's not a lot. They're obviously not working full time, most of them aren't. So the fees could be much less, which is really important.
Yeah, it's definitely something where they need to explore all their options, and especially if they're out there for the first time or out on their own away from mom and dad for the first time, you definitely want to look at all the different options. And remember that if you do have a credit union and they're part of the co-op local, wherever you are, and you end up at another part of the country, you know, check to see if their credit unions are also part of the co-op. You may still have access to your money with no fees.
Yep.
So that's a big bonus. And I know there's some national credit unions that are absolutely almost everywhere. So that are part of the co-op. So, you know, you probably can find a ATM that works. I know down here, the ATMs inside the 7-Elevens are part of the co-op. So you can hop on into, and you still have access to money.
That's great, because those fees are out, like, are crazy sometimes.
Yeah. And you might get charged a fee if you have a bank and you use the wrong one by the bank whose ATM you're using. And then also by your bank for using someone else's ATM, and now you've got like a double fee,
right?
And it's something where it's like, if you can avoid that, you know, and that's one of the things with the credit unions that's great, is as long as they're part of that co-op, you have more access points to your money than with the big banks, because you can hop into other credit unions that are part of the co-op and just use there. So just kind of check in your area, if you have a credit union, which credit unions are part of that co-op. And now you might still be able to keep the one you had back home while having that access to your money locally, wherever locally happens to be.
Right. Yeah. It's back to school is, it's such a, man, some kids are nervous. Some kids are excited. Parents are mostly all excited. It just snuck up on me this year. I don't know why. I don't know if it's working from home mostly, and I'm just used to the kids being here most of the time, whether they're reading or playing games or whatever, they're in another room and it's just super quiet. And I'm not spending any money anywhere right now.
Right.
It's a very strange thing.
Electricity bill's going down because you don't have lights and TVs.
Yeah,
and
the air's off.
And yeah, their computer and yeah,
so many things shut down. Yeah, hopefully that energy bill goes down.
Yeah,
that would be a big bonus.
Exactly. So it's very exciting, and it's a shift in the finances that happens every year. There's those shifts that kind of happen, and then at the end of the school year, it'll shift back into summer mode, and it'll, you know, so there's those expenses where you might be saving on some things, but you might be spending more on others, and it, hopefully it just balances out. But this is why we tell people all the time to revisit your budget. And you right. know, if you have your budget and you share your budget with someone else, you know, this would be a good time to review it at the end of the month or whenever you do your, you know, budget dates or whenever you budget meetings, whatever you want to call them, and just kind of see like what new expenses have we incurred now that we're back to school? What expenses are we going to save on now that we're, you know, now that the kids are back in school right. and how does that change stuff? I mean, most people go to school at a relatively close to home, so it's not like they're adding a long commute and having to pay for more gas or anything like that. But right. there is the added time to pick up and drop off, and you know, hopefully it balances itself out, or hopefully maybe it's a little cheaper because they're in school longer than they're not. So if that can help your finances.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm going from seeing my son most, you know, all day, 24 hours a day outside of football practice. But now he goes to school. They left at 7 a.m. And
you're not the drop-off guy anymore.
I am not. I don't have any of that anymore. Not, I have no morning responsibility at all except to wake up and get to work.
Get yourself work to work, out. Right.
Yeah. And getting myself to work consists of getting out of bed. Right. So, you know, but I like to have a routine. So I do like to get up with the family getting up early every morning. Now I will be part of that.
Right, do it's my not work like out. Sleep through it.
No, gosh, right. No. That would make me feel like, yeah, no, none of that.
You hear it all. Yeah. I would imagine it makes it.
But it's interesting. I was saying I got to see my son and daughter so much. And now with football practice, 3 nights, 4 nights a week, he'll leave at 7 o'clock this morning and he won't be home till 8 o'clock tonight. And I won't see him until I pick him up from practice.
See him a couple hours, dinner, bed.
Maybe.
And then 8 o'clock.
And now they're back to, you know, during the summer, we were pretty lenient with bedtime. Right. They are going to bed at 9 o'clock now. So they don't have much time.
Right.
They need that sleep. That sleep's incredibly important.
Yeah. It's definitely something where it's like, all right, buddy, let's get you to bed. I'm like, can I stay up? No, it's not summer anymore. Like you need to, I'm the drop off guy in the morning. So I do a lot of driving in the morning. I drive the little one to my mom's house and then I get home. Barrington was kind of sort of ready. I had to help him with getting his shoes on, get him in the car, drop him off, and then come back and start work. So I have that full morning routine. Right now, Sarah's lucky. She doesn't do any morning drop-offs. So she just, boom, work.
My whole world's changed. I don't make breakfast anymore. I don't drop off. I don't have any of that. So it's really, really strange for me right now.
The adjustment period where you're like, oh, this is what having nothing to do in the morning feels.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, but congratulations to you, your kid.
Yeah, you congratulations. You have 2 middle schoolers.